Green Dream of Makassan. The name Makassan evokes different images: a train, an airport link station, a swamp, a junkyard for old trains, a wooded area in the heart of Bangkok that was apparently once dense enough to hide a cougar. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the 400 rai of land owned by the State Railway of Thailand could be turned into a leafy public park with well-planned commercial development? Members of the Big Trees group, including myself, have been following several attempts by the SRT to develop this vast, virtually abandoned area. Until a few months ago, what we had learned had not exactly been encouraging. Some sources said a politician's son would be put in charge. Others said the land would become yet another huge shopping complex, convention center, hotel, and office complex, without any green space. Meanwhile, we've seen growing interest in Makassan among Bangkok people, especially in the social media world since the A Day Bike Fest 2012 event at Makassan train station. If you went to the festival, you would have seen the vast, verdant space surrounding the station. Huge trees are everywhere. A Facebook page calling for Makassan to be turned into a public park has cited examples of urban green spaces around the world, such as New York's Central Park and London's Green Park. Questions are being raised online, such as how do we get the SRT to recognize the benefits of green spaces? Not only for the residents' quality of life, but also for the commercial value of the Makassan area. One fine day, we had a chance to make our voice heard. A generous senior public official arranged for Big Trees, along with a well-respected architect and notable academics, to meet SRT Governor Prapat Chongsangwon. During our discussion, we pointed out that the state railway could certainly proceed with its commercial development of Makassan, while maintaining up to half the land as green open space. Given the size of the land area, the remaining part could be developed as commercial and retail space, whose value would be enhanced by the proximity of the green area, which is already there naturally in the form of large trees, swamps, and a lake. We pointed out how residential and retail spaces around New York's Central Park are among the world's most expensive. Another advantage for this property is its proximity to the rail system, and a sensible development could fully utilize the system and integrate it with other new transport systems. Furthermore, the existing natural environment can serve as a water retention area. The lake, in particular, if properly rehabilitated, can become a unique feature of this much-anticipated new park at Makassan. Mr. Prapat told us that he recognized the value of the green space at Makassan and its importance to an urban environment such as Bangkok. He also said he hopes to revise the existing master plan to incorporate more open green space and to keep at least one of the area's award-winning near-century-old buildings as a monument to the state railway's remarkable history. After the meeting, we left with a very positive impression of Mr. Prapat, who comes across as someone who knows his job inside out and is ready to tackle new challenges. If Makassan can eventually become Bangkok's own world-class large green space, right in the middle of this bustling city, with abundant trees, a beautiful lake, jogging and cycling tracks, flanked by charming restaurants and boutiques, and residential and commercial spaces on the outer ring, Mr. Prapat will deserve tremendous credit for making such a grand vision come true.